Hello everyone, welcome to the Agape Podcast, a podcast about Christ's unconditional love. It's your host Liv, and let's get into today's episode. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Agape Podcast. It's Liv, and I can't believe we're already on season 4 of the podcast. It's really crazy, and I'm excited for this season to get to share God's word with y'all and to just see some really cool stuff happen. So, this episode is called We Are All Missionaries. So for a little story behind this, I went on a mission trip to Tulsa this year, and it was by myself, and it was through an organization called Go Students, and it was a five-day mission trip. And what happened was is that every morning, except the morning we went there, or we got there, we had a thing called small groups. We had our quiet time, and then we go into our little small group. And after your quiet time, you and your little small group would have a little discussion about, hey, what was God saying to you during your little quiet time? And so we were in our little small group, and the episode, or the devotional was on, it was called More Than a Trip, But a Lifestyle. And what it talks about is, when you go back home, are you going to live the same way you were here? Basically, when you go on a mission trip, a lot of people, they'll be like on fire for God and stuff. And then we think when we get back home that, hey, everything has to change, and that we just go back to normal lives, and that we just are like so scared of sharing the gospel. And a lot of people have different reasons too. And so I totally get that. But, I used an analogy, and the analogy was to be the coffee in the boiling pot of water. And so to explain this, you have a big boiling, so imagine you have a big boiling pot of water, like it's boiling to the brim, and if you take that water and put an egg in it, egg becomes hard. Well, if you take the same boiling pot of water that hardens the egg and place a potato in it, the potato becomes soft. The water or the environment changed the potato and the egg, right? So if you take the same water and you put coffee grounds or like some sort of tea in it, what happens? It changes the water into coffee or tea. So as Christians, we need to be the coffee, and we don't need to be conformed to the world. As Romans 12, 1-2 says, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And so, a lot of times in life, the enemy, he will try to get us so busy that we forget about God. And we forget about, like, so many things, and and we take our focus off of Jesus, and our hearts, they just harden. So, my challenge for you is that you would allow God to use you, to give him full control. And that's like, and that's going to be really hard at first, because a lot of us, we like our control, we like our freedom. But when you let God take control of your life, he will use you to turn your environment upside down. He will take you to be the coffee or the tea in your world, in your environment, whether that's your school, your work, your neighborhood, any place. And then for some people, it may not be necessarily like, hey, one day, just like you're sharing, like randomly, just sharing the gospel with someone and all that. Some days it may just be planting seeds and doing small things that matter. And doing it with all your heart. And loving God with all your heart and loving your neighbor as yourself. Some days it's just going to be the small and simple things. And sometimes those are the times when people are often going to see Christ's agape kind of love in you. So now I'd like to go into a gospel conversation, or good news conversation. Good news is the meaning of the word gospel. So earlier you may have heard me use the word agape, and that's what this podcast is called. Agape is the Greek word for unconditional love, and that is the kind of love Jesus has for us. And the greatest display of his love is of him dying on the cross. And for some of y'all, that's, you're probably like, what? How? Well, God created us. And when he created us, later, sin entered the world. And because of that sin, we are now separated from God. And so, because of that, because God is holy, and so he cannot be around sin. And sin is anything we think, do, or say that God does not like. And that's just disobeying him. So because God is holy and perfect, he cannot be around sin. So we also have one great. So because of that, God sent his son Jesus into the world to live a perfect life and then later die on the cross for you and me. That way, we could have eternal life through him. And he just didn't stay dead. He rose again on the third day. And so, we are able to have that relationship with God. Even after, like, we die, we get to go to heaven, and we get to have that personal relationship, and it is amazing. There are times where it will be hard, but in the end, it is so worth it, and you get to experience that agape kind of love, because even though we've sinned and done all this wrong stuff, he still loves us. So, with that being said, you're probably thinking, well, how do I get this? How do I get to? First, you admit you're a sinner. You believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, and he rose again, and then confess Jesus is Lord over your life.
So, if you would like Jesus to, if you'd like to have that personal relationship and for Jesus to just come into your heart, all you have to do is say a simple prayer like this.
All you'd have to do is bow your head. If you need to close your, if you're able to close your eyes and just say this prayer with me. All you have to do is repeat after me. Dear God, know that I'm a sinner. And I'm asking for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus died for my sins, and that you rose up from the grave. I turn from my sins and ask you to come into my heart. And life, I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name, amen. I'm literally so happy if you said that prayer. If you did say that prayer, I'm asking you, please go tell a person that you know is a Christian. And the reason why that is because they're going to be able to encourage you, and they're going to tell you the next steps to take. And so that's the reason why I'm asking you to tell someone who is a Christian. For those of you who are and have been saved, I hope this episode really was an encouragement to you and it touched you in some way. And so I just want to pray us out before we go. Dear God, I just want to thank you for this day and that you're always good. Thank you for your word and I want to pray for those who listened today and that you would help them grow and that you would soften their hearts and allow them to be the coffee in their environment. And you would allow them to be a light in the darkness, and that they would see Jesus, and that other people would see Jesus in their lives. I pray for those who just got saved today, even those who didn't listen to this episode, that and they got saved. Pray that they would just grow in a relationship with you and they would stay faithful. Lord, thank you for the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening today. The links to all our social media and other ways you can listen to the podcast, they will be in our link tree in the description. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope y'all have a great and awesome night or day wherever you are in the world. God bless y'all. Bye. You have just listened to the Agape Podcast.